This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
It is Friday. Thank God this week is almost over. Welcome in, Tier 1s. It is Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan, but it's not Ben and Woods. It's not Ben and Paul. We are a little shorthanded this morning. Tier 1s are going to need you today as we head toward 10 o'clock this morning. It has been an absolute week. Let me start by introducing the program. To my right, nobody. Usually Woods is sitting to my right. He is off today with his lovely family, taking a nice little long weekend, going up to see the Eagles at the Sphere tonight in Las Vegas. I believe they got an early start, hopefully driving up right now through the probably snowy mountain passes. Be safe out there, Woods. We need you on Monday, so I don't want anything to happen on the wet roadways of Southern California. To my left, usually, is Paul Reindl. He is not here either, under the weather. He was starting to feel it yesterday, so we're giving him the day off, and hopefully he gets better over the weekend. So we have Adam Klug sitting over there, not even on camera at the moment, but he is definitely here. Good morning, Adam. Say hi to the good people out there.
Good morning, Ben. Good morning, Sam. Good morning to all the Tier 1s.
And as you just teased, we do have on my YouTube feed in front of me from Peoria, Arizona, and the Airbnb he has called home for the past, 3.5 weeks or so at this point. The great Sam Levitt is going to be sitting in for at least large parts of the program today. Good morning, Sammy. It is very, very nice, especially for me and probably the Tier 1s, to see your face today, because 4 hours of just me with a little Adam is probably a lot to take on a Friday.
Yes. Good morning from the Airbnb. I would love to be at the complex right now, give everybody on the YouTube stream a little bit more of a scenic view, little sun. But unfortunately, it is the rainiest, coldest morning we've had so far in spring training. I don't even know if it's 50 degrees out there right now. So we've come inside the Airbnb, and this is where I'll be for the next 4 hours.
Yeah, I can Ben-splain weather a little bit. I'm not our weathercaster at Channel 10, but oftentimes when we get bad weather here, usually follows a few hours or, you know, a day later over in Arizona. And in this case, you're getting it today. Don't know what that exactly means for Mike Shildt and his schedule, whether they're going to move stuff inside for workouts, whether the scheduled Cactus League game against the, who are they, Milwaukee Brewers today?
Yeah,
going
in
over
Maryvale. Yep.
Going over to Maryvale, if that game will be played or not. If it is, we will have it for you here on 97.3 The Fan, but that's all TBD at this point due to the wet weather. And everyone should be very careful and give yourself some extra time on the roads this morning. I saw all the images last night of flooding around San Diego and Pacific Beach. Hopefully your new place in Ocean Beach is okay, Sammy. I don't know if you're on low-lying land or not. If you had anyone check in the place that you moved into like 2 days before you went out to spring training?
Well, I've had nobody check in. Nobody even has a key to my apartment in San Diego, so it could be underwater at this point. The good news is that I'm sort of up on the cliffs or towards the cliffs of OB, so it's kind of elevated. I don't know in relation to the rest of OB how elevated it is, but it's certainly above sea level quite a bit more than, say, Newport Avenue over there in OB. So I would think it would be okay, but could be underwater right now, could have the apartment all flooded, and I wouldn't know for 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's so true. There's no one to let you know. Your neighbors don't know you. You're a complete unknown equation in OB so far. You spent no time there yet. So anyway, I think before we do anything else, if you missed the show yesterday, it's been a week. I mean, it's been a week, and not to say that you should feel sorry for us or anyone, but let's see, what do we have? I had my grandmother's memorial to start the week on Saturday. We had Woods' dad, his birth father, who he barely knew and had no relationship with, passed away, and he found out about it unexpectedly 30 seconds before the start of the show on what was it, Monday, which was, shocking and something that we were not expecting to deal with and had to go through that on the air. And it's also just been a miserably tough week. Not just for us here at Odyssey, but the really vast media business. So many different places, including, Disney, ABC, Odyssey, radio companies, television stations, have made a lot of cuts and layoffs, and we weren't exempt. If you were following along yesterday, we had to deal with the terrible news that Annie and Elston had to be let go. Felt absolutely awful for them. I know Adam did as well. It's not something that anyone here wanted to have happen, but when you work for a big corporation in media nowadays, sometimes these directives come down and, changes are unavoidable. So, Sammy, I know we're very appreciative to still have a job and be here. Mm-hmm. The fact that Woods and Paul are not here today, it has nothing to do with that. Don't want anyone to read anything into that. Woods was scheduled off for a while today, and Paulie's just under the weather. But our best to the colleagues out there. And Adam, I don't know if you want to really say anything. I know you felt bad as well. But feel the worst for, obviously, Annie and Elston, who didn't do anything wrong at all. They were doing a good show, and we were enjoying it, and we wish we still had them here in our middays.
Just want to say how difficult yesterday was, but it's more so for them. The challenges we face in this business are real, as it's been seen yesterday at this company and others throughout the week. This was not a performance decision by any means. It was not about ratings or anything like that. It was something that was handed down from above. Nothing, wish them nothing but the best. Have very good things to say about them and their entire time here. So proud of all that they did. They really worked hard over the last 14 months, and we're really, really sorry to see them go.
That's the really hard part, because it takes a while to start really building that chemistry. It's not easy. I mean, for Woods and I, it was definitely a 2-year process before we really felt comfortable with totally each other. I mean, we always liked each other even from the very beginning, but there are unseen looks and signals and stuff, and it takes a while for a radio team to get together. I honestly, in the old days, they would say, give it at least a year, if not two, before you really find your footing as a show on the air. Things move so fast nowadays. No one gets 2 years or even necessarily a year anymore. But I definitely feel like they put in that work. They were getting, to the point where, they were starting to get that chemistry and everything. And I just felt awful about what happened yesterday. So, and I don't know, the Tier 1s and the listeners of their show and 97.3 The Fan feel the same way. So, obviously, it's been a tough week. And, of course, I have termites as well. We discussed that earlier in the
thoughts
week
and prayers
as well. So, thank you. Thank you for all your kind wishes for my termite problem. And I did have some Tier 1s reach out with some advice, and it has been helpful. And I believe we'll either be doing some sort of tent or non-tent solution here in the next couple of weeks and making the final decision on that. But, as they say, we're going to try to move on and move forward. Obviously, we'll talk a lot of Padres baseball. Sammy's done some great work out there. We're going to get a new interview coming up with Jason Adam that Sammy was able to do at the Peoria Sports Complex. Get a little more in-depth. One of the guys, Sammy, we did not get to talk to when Woods and I were out there, but clearly going to be a key member of the Padres bullpen this season, and a guy, you know, in the heat of the trade deadline and the pennant race last year, didn't really get a chance to know much about Jason Adams. So I'm looking forward to that. We're going to play that later this hour.
Yeah, that was sort of the point of talking to Jason yesterday, and the interview is about 10 minutes. And you know, this time of spring, what I'd like to do is get outside with the guys and put us both on camera and make it a little bit more casual than, you know, being inside the clubhouse. And the reason I wanted to talk to Jason was because, you know, he came over in the trade from Tampa Bay last year. And like you said, Ben, he was terrific. And we were already in the thick of a playoff race and the Padres were playing super well. The bullpen was great. And we just sort of knew Jason as this guy who came over in a trade from Tampa Bay after being really good there, cost a number of prospects, and then came over and he was excellent. He was dominant in that Padres bullpen after the trade from Tampa Bay last season. But I think what people will take away from the conversation I had with him yesterday is, and I don't know if people realize this, I mean, he's got really a fascinating story. I mean, was in the minor leagues for a long time, had multiple serious arm injuries and surgeries. And for a long time, I mean, it didn't look like he was going to make it to the major leagues. And then he does, and he has a freak accident in the outfield while shagging fly balls where he has an open ankle dislocation, and that sets him out for a while, and he ends up getting released again. And it was a windy road for Jason Adam to Tampa Bay, where he really became this version of himself. And then the story, because the first thing you notice about Adam, right, is how he releases the ball. He kind of puts it behind his head, and it definitely looks different than how everybody else throws. And even that story is a really interesting as to how he came up with that, because it was really out of necessity. And number two, it actually happened during his first go round with the Padres organization. So, he's got a fascinating story. I think an inspiring story because of what he's been through, the ups and downs in his career. And I don't know that a lot of Padres fans know that about Jason, because it was so fast and furious when he showed up last year. So good opportunity yesterday to really focus on a lot of those different things.
Yeah, we'll have that interview coming up in our 6:35 segment at the bottom of the hour. So stay tuned for that. We will set the rest of the menu for the program coming up when we return. Again, a little interesting Friday for us with Woodsy and Pauly out. Oh, I forgot about Pauly's dog being sick and at the vet ER. Just what a week it has been. Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to getting to this weekend for sure. Tier ones, I imagine you're feeling the same, but we do appreciate you being here on Ben and Woods on a Friday morning on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. We'll be right back.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I actually had the night off last night from Channel 10. It was one of those, I guess I'll consider myself very lucky. Or you could, I guess, read it as unlucky. But it was a night off simply because I have so much vacation time stored up that I have not been able to use that I need to use some days or I won't get any more vacation days. Has that happened to anybody else out there where there's like a cap on the amount of PTO, vacation time you're allowed to amass at work? And if you hit that cap, then you no longer amass anymore. And I'm like near the cap, so I thought, all right, I just need to take a day, even though I didn't really have anything going last night. So it was a fairly quiet night for me at home. Welcome back. I'm Ben Higgins. We have Woods and Paul is off, so we got Sam Levitt joining us from Peoria, Arizona. I watched some of the Lakers-Knicks game, which was one of the really great NBA games. We'll maybe do a little basketball, Ben, later in the show today. But, Sammy, you were a Knicks fan, right? You were watching that game as well?
Yeah, great fourth quarter. I mean, really entertaining. And I hope Jalen Brunson is okay, first and foremost, because that was a pretty nasty ankle roll. And I'll tell you what, and, you know, I don't mean to be kind of an L.A. lover here, but, Ben, I know about your Laker fandom. I'll tell you what, Lakers look really good. Like, all of a sudden, they feel like a legitimate contender, and there's just a different vibe. The vibe in that building last night during that fourth quarter, I feel like I watch a good amount of Lakers games. I feel like I rarely feel like that place is, electric like that, and it kind of felt like that yesterday in that fourth quarter during the regular season. I mean, there's something going on there that's pretty interesting.
You know, I'm not going to disagree with you, Sam. It has been pretty exciting. I will say, yeah, you trade for one of the three best players in all of basketball. It's going to inject a little bit of life into your organization. And not, obviously, every team has the capability of doing that. The Lakers, honestly, should not have had the capability of doing that except for a massively bad decision by the Dallas Mavericks, but, you know, I will take it, and I do think they are now championship contenders. I won't say they're the favorites.
They're playing
like it. I still think Boston's going to be the team to beat. Cleveland's the only team into the playoffs already. They're probably being overlooked. Oklahoma City is still going to be the number one seed in the West. They're far and away ahead of everybody. Lakers are up to number two, though. We'll talk a little bit of basketball, but then my wife was home, so we decided to put on a movie since we rarely are home on the same nights because she works and I work, and so our paths rarely cross, but we're both there. So we rented Wicked and watched one of the Academy Award nominees and winners from over the weekend. And I thought it was pretty decent. Either of you guys see Wicked? Adam says no.
I've seen it on Broadway.
So, okay, that's what I was going to ask. So I have not been to the theater in a while, but I've been to, you know, some of the big ones when I was in my late teens. I loved Tommy at the La Jolla Playhouse when it first originated, The Who. I've seen Phantom of the Opera. I've seen The Lion King on Broadway when we went to New York, and I have seen Wicked at the San Diego, at the Civic Theater when it came, I don't know, it was probably a decade ago or so when it was on. I do like the theater. I certainly respect the amount of, I mean, effort and coordination that goes into putting on a live production with that kind, with the sets and the costumes and the intermoving parts. And there's no safety net. There's no, oh, cut, take two, let's go and do this again. It's all live. You know, this obviously was a movie, so it's a little bit different, but it was well done. But I had seen, you know, the songs, I knew the story and how it all worked. But it's also weird to go to the theater. Does anyone agree with me? Especially musical theater and how, I mean, how over the top everybody, we have to sing and enunciate everything so clearly. And it's not how, you know, like musical performers, like rock singers, they sing in a completely different way. There's a right. specific way you sing in the theater, and you saw that in Wicked as well with Ariana Grande and the woman, I don't know her as well, who was nominated, though, who plays the Wicked Witch, Elphaba. She is fantastic, really, really good. So that I thought that was kind of enjoyable, but it is always weird watching like a musical and people singing about their feelings and what's going right. on. So I don't know. So you've seen a couple of musicals.
I haven't seen the movie in theaters or at home, but one of the critiques I saw online about it was about the singing part of it, that there's a big difference between Broadway, musical, live performance type singing and movie type singing, and it's not quite the same in the movie, which would make sense because it's not a live musical. But I saw it on Broadway, I don't know, maybe like within the last 5 to 7 years, maybe a little bit farther than that. Not with the original cast, not with Idina Menzel and Kristen Chenoweth, but it was great. And one day I'll see it. I'm a big Ariana Grande fan in general, musically. So,
yeah, I think with a movie, they're obviously going into a recording studio and making it all perfect. But when you're on stage and, you know, the people in the back row have to be able to hear you, yeah, you got the clip on mics and stuff, but you have to project and you have to show your feelings in your face so they can be seen 50 rows back. There's no close-ups or anything. So yeah, it's a whole different ball game. Enough on musical theater though. We'll get to some Padres talk coming up here. As we mentioned, Sammy's interview with Jason Adam, he's going to duck out for a couple of minutes. You got a TV hit coming up.
Yeah.
Welcome to my life.
Yes. Yes.
Who are you going on with this hit. Morning?
Fox 5.
Oh, yes, right. Say hi to Raul and the gang for me.
I don't think it's Raul. I think Raul might off be too? Off so. Today.
All right,
yeah,
well.
I think Raul's off.
Enjoy your television hit. We'll play
Have you or your station ever invited Sammy on?
I have invited.
Yes.
I have invited
yes.
Sammy
sure.
on. Yeah, absolutely. I don't know if our morning show ever has, but.
I don't think the morning show.
We don't do
show.
A lot of. It's,
I've
we
been
don't have,
on all the San Diego TV stations. I'm open for appearances.
We don't do the old walk into the back parking lot thing that a lot of the other TV stations do in the morning.
Right.
It's just not how we set things up and have the breezy.
Have you ever seen that across the street at the station? Sometimes, like, they'll be set up with a camera and
oh, yeah.
stuff like,
yeah.
in the
it's
parking
outside
lot.
In the yeah. parking lot. Like, I mean, and it's fine. It's a very Today Show, Good Morning America sort of thing. Hey, we're going to go out in the streets and stand here with the people. It's also incredibly fake. It's TV fake. I mean, we don't do as much of the TV fakey stuff at Channel 10. It's just, you know, personal preference, however you like to watch your television. But, yeah, we don't have a back set outside that we go to and interact with the people and the pets that come. I mean, we have a pet segment sometimes, but, you know, whoever
right.
they bring in. And, hey, the chef is cooking up. We got omelets here today that we're cooking up from local restaurants. Just not how we do our morning show. But I'm glad that you get to go on with Fox in a couple of minutes. So you can watch for that during the commercial break if you like. So we'll talk Padres. They lost again yesterday. I'm trying to keep everybody from panicking and reminding every day everybody that spring training results don't matter. But boy, it certainly at some point gets to like, okay, yeah, when you have to say it every single day that spring training results don't matter, at what point do you start going, but do they matter a little bit if you have to say it every single day that spring training results don't matter? It would also be nice to, for a few days, go, yeah, I know they've been winning, you know, by 11 runs every day. That doesn't really matter. But right now, we have to say every day, yeah, the Padres lost again. It doesn't really matter. They actually have the most losses in all of baseball already in spring training. They're 3-10 with a tie. That's not good.
At least Jackson Merrill's hitting. He continues.
Eggy Rosario is interesting as well. We'll talk about that. As I said, a little basketball. Ben, UCSD, another win last night, 12 in a row. They clinched the Big West title. We will talk about that coming up in our 7 o'clock hour. Usual features like Don't Do This. We'll play Real or Fake again today with no Woods, no John Flint in the building. There's not going to be any musical trivia, so we'll play a Real or Fake game for a chance to qualify for Las Vegas. Bob Scanlon is also going to call in. He's been in Peoria calling some of the games with Jesse this week, so we'll get his firsthand takes on what he's seen at Padres spring training at 8:35. Biggest fan, last one of the week at 9 o'clock. We've got our last set of Peoria spring training tickets to give away. Qualify one more listener for our final grand prize. And we'll look ahead to the third all-time SDFC game. We've got a soccer analyst, former pro soccer player Chris Weehan, is going to join us in our 9 o'clock hour to get you set for a Real Salt Lake SDFC tomorrow. So that's what's on the menu. Ben and Sammy will come back, talk some Padres, and hear from Jason Adam from Padres Spring Training in Peoria coming up next year on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. All right, enjoy it this morning, early risers. It is 6:36. I'm looking out our window. Clouds are breaking. Sun is out. It is beautiful. On Monday at this time, it's going to be dark again because we're going to spring forward on Sunday, and when we do that, that means for the early people out there, you get a much darker morning. Now you get the light in the afternoon, and you know it'll be light into 6:30, 7 o'clock again, which is good, and especially for people like me who like to golf in the afternoon. But in the mornings, it's going to get dark again. So enjoy the sunlight this morning. You are going to lose it coming up this weekend. Ben Higgins, Sam Levitt in Arizona. He's going to pop out in just a couple of minutes here to talk to Fox, but we're going to have his interview with Jason Adam. Yesterday, Sammy, were you at the game yesterday or not?
I was at the game, and Adam, if you could, yeah, there we go. Thank you, Adam. Technical things that got to go on. Yeah, no, you're good. Yes, I was at the game yesterday in surprise. Saw Dylan Cease pitch, and Dylan looked good. Continues to work on that two-seamer. But I thought, notably, he gave up a home run yesterday, but I'm not sure that gets out on any other day. The wind was absolutely howling out yesterday. I mean, it was an incredibly, and you've seen these days, Ben, in Arizona. I mean, just an incredibly windy day. So I don't know that the leadoff home run for Simeon gets out on another day. Eggy Rosario hit a leadoff home run, so there were two leadoff home runs in each. Yeah, first pitch of the game. That one I thought was more legit. It was like 108 off the bat, but certainly once you got it up in the air yesterday, it had a chance to go. And Eggy almost had another home run, so he continues to put together a really good spring. Dylan Cease looked pretty good, and those were pretty much the highlights from yesterday. Eggy's home run and Dylan looking pretty good, I thought.
Jackson Merrill went deep as well in the fourth inning.
Yep,
his second home run in a couple of games. But, again, even with the wind blowing out, Padres didn't score any other runs. The offense has definitely been well behind the pitching so far. And while the pitching of the guys I think that are going to be in the roster, the guys we're expecting to be in the starting rotation, generally that's been good. Most of the, Jeremiah Estrada had another perfect inning. I think he's been really solid looking in the pen. And if they do need him to be a closer, whether they trade Robert Suarez at some point, or even if, Robert Suarez is ineffective and they want to go in a different direction, I'm feeling more and more comfortable with the idea of Jeremiah Estrada stepping into the closer's role for the San Diego Padres at some point.
Yeah, Jeremiah's had a really good spring so far and is coming off a great year. I mean, there was that stretch where he was, as my phone falls, there was that stretch where he was absolutely dominant. So, look, I'm with you. If they ended up moving Suarez at some point, I really do feel like, and we feel like they would be in a pretty good position in that bullpen. And that's the one area of this team where you feel like they could afford to move somebody and fill other needs that way. I don't know the likelihood of that 3 weeks away from opening day, or if that's something that could happen at some point during the year. But it's a deep pen in between Suarez and Adam and Estrada and what Adrian Morejone did and, you know, some of the other names in there, Ben. I think having a strong bullpen in 2025 is a really important part of baseball, and the Padres are set up beautifully in that sense. They really are.
Couple of the depth pieces in the pen struggled a bit yesterday. Don't know if it was wind aided, but Logan Gillespie gave up a couple of runs in a couple of innings. Ron Marinaccio got hit up pretty good, 2/3 of an inning, 3 earned runs. But again, those are strictly depth pieces. Doesn't mean they can't make the roster or be, you know, contributors, but they're definitely guys you expect to be on the El Paso shuttle back and forth, possibly, you know, during the 2025 season. You're not going to see him in the eighth inning a lot, setting up Robert Suarez or Jeremiah Estrada. They're going to be mop up men, long, you know, occasional long men, emergency relievers, or even emergency starters for a bullpen day kind of arm. So, you know, want those guys to perform well, but it's certainly, again, still fairly early in spring training to work anything up. Tirso, I think, had another hit yesterday as well.
Yep, he did.
I want to talk, well, maybe in our next hour, get more into the left field. Not necessarily competition. It's not a horse race. You can't just go, oh, you got a hit today, he's your new left fielder. Oh, he went 0-for-4. He's out. It's kind of more, and Adam was bringing this up before the show, the philosophy of what direction you want to go. Do you want to go veteran, more of the known commodity, or do you want to try to shoot the moon and go for the younger, less known option in like a Tirso or a Nellis with a chance that, hey, maybe he's the guy who's going to break out. You probably know what you're going to get from Jason Hayward. It's probably on the downside of his career, but it's a known commodity. You know, I guess the range for what you expect from Tirso is a lot wider. So we'll talk of that coming up. Sammy, I'll let you go. You're going to go do your Fox hit. But
yes.
While he is gone, we're going to talk more about the bullpen. Sammy did an interview with Jason Adam, sit-down conversation at the Peoria Sports Complex. And Sammy's talk with Jason Adam for the Padres bullpen is coming up after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. All right, Adam was technical difficulties trying to get the Jason Adam interview going, the audio at least, for our feed. I see Sammy and Jason Adam on our YouTube stream. I just do not hear them talking. You had it on earlier, Adam. I get it. I respect how complicated this job is. Makes you appreciate Paul Reindel just a little bit more, though, knowing how good he is every morning doing this and how complicated it is to run the board. So you just let me know when you're ready, and we will play the teased interview of Sam Levitt with Jason Adam.
Sam Levitt here of the Padres Radio Network and 97.3 The Fan at Padres Spring Training in Peoria, Arizona. And right now I'm joined by Padres reliever Jason Adam. Very kind to take a few minutes with us on what is a very windy morning in Arizona.
Yeah.
Very, very windy, but we found, I think, just a little bit less of a windy spot. The weather's been great, though.
Beautiful.
So far in Arizona this spring. Let's start with what you just did. Bullpen session looked pretty in depth with Ruben Niebla, Ben Fritz. This time of year, Jason, what are you looking to get out of a session like that?
Yeah, several things. I think one is just starting to like gradually build into a season type workload. So I threw a game, took a day off, and now a bullpen. So that's almost like an easy way to get used to going game, day off, game, or, you know, just throwing more often. But also just trying to refine. As a reliever especially, you don't get guaranteed days in between to work on stuff, so now every pitch in that bullpen kind of matters.
When you look at last season, I mean, your time with Tampa Bay and then after the trade to the Padres, you put together just a terrific 2024 campaign. When you reflect on it now, what was the biggest key to your success last year?
Oh man, surrounded by great people, honestly. Yeah. I think starting with Snides there in Tampa, and Monkey, just all the coaches there and the players, I learned so much just about how to pitch effectively over a long course of a season. Mm-hmm. And then coming over here and getting with Ruben and Fritzy, everyone, it's just like there's always more to learn. So I've got people pouring into me nonstop. And there's always more. I mean, I watch Yu Darvish go about his day, and he's still learning, still working on stuff, still asking questions, like asking younger guys questions, always looking to learn. So I think just that thirst for better and to learn more is the key.
With Ruben and Fritzy in particular, you mentioned Yu Darvish. This is a pitching staff with quite a deal of experience on it. what's been the impact of Ruben, Fritzy, and really the pitching group as a whole here in San Diego in particular, because you're a guy that's been around a lot. You've been around a lot of different pitching staffs and organizations.
Yeah, it's top tier. It is an unbelievable pitching staff from top to bottom.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like Ruben, obviously it stems from him down, and he's so detail-oriented, and he knows his guys well. And Fritzy, he knows us down there in the bullpen so well. Knows what each guy needs, you know, like everyone has a different personality, has different things they need to work on, and they just have us locked in, and they make our job way easier.
You mentioned refining things. Mm-hmm. For you in particular, you're a veteran arm at this point. What area of growth are you looking to take a step forward in this season in particular?
Yeah, I think obviously you want to just stack. You want to stack. Yeah. You want to get better and better. So I think for me, just we're continuing to get more and more consistent with each pitch. Also, better execution of like two-strike pitches. You know, it doesn't have to always be like, I don't have to, if you throw an 0-2 fastball at the top, if you look at my film last year, it's a lot of wasted fastballs, not even close, which still can serve a purpose, but I think just refining that, getting to know the zone better, and commanding my pitches, just getting ahead of hitters and trying to put them away.
As far as your pitch mix, obviously you throw the fastball, the changeup has been really effective, mm-hmm. the slider, sweeper, I'm not sure how you classify it at this
one
point
each.
In your career. What do you feel like last year really worked from the off-speed pitch perspective?
Yeah, I think part of what worked is the unpredictability of it. So I have the harder slider and the sweeper.
Yeah.
So just being able to play those off each other, executing the changeup. When I'm executing the changeup, pitching becomes, that takes care of a lot of things. It makes all the other pitches better. But I think how the pitches play off each other is huge. And just establishing early strikes and early good strikes. That's probably top for me.
Jason, your story, I mean, it has so many different twists and turns. Yeah. You arrive in San Diego last year as this guy from Tampa Bay who already was doing great things, and then you do what you did last year in a Padres uniform. You were dominant late last season, but the really fascinating thing about you is that, I mean, your story, there were serious arm injuries, serious leg injuries, multiple organizations, time in the minor leagues. How would you sum up your journey to this particular point? Because it was windy, but also incredibly inspiring too.
Yeah, no, it was. It was. There were some hard days in there, especially, like you mentioned, the 2.5, almost 3 years out with the elbow, and then just some fluke injuries, the open ankle dislocation, and just felt like I couldn't catch on and have sustained success. I feel like at first it took me forever just to break into the big leagues, and then once I got there, a lot of up and down. Not because of service time, it was because I was bad. You know, like I'd show flashes of good, and then I'd be bad. I just couldn't put it together. But I always felt in the heart, like every time I got DFA'd, whatever, injured, I would just pray about it. I'd be like, am I still supposed to be playing?
Yeah.
And if the answer seemed like yes, I'd just keep pushing on. And I was thankful I had a supportive wife, supportive family, people that stuck alongside me, and just they're like, hey, if you believe in you, then I believe in you, and they kind of held me together through it all.
From a mentality standpoint, how do you think that's influenced you today as a veteran reliever in a bullpen? Like just you know, going through all you went through with the injuries and all the different twists and turns.
It changed my perspective completely. I went from basically the belief that, like, if I just work hard, I'll get whatever I want. Because when I was a kid, that's kind of how it worked, which is a good thing. Working hard is good, and it's going to put you in a good place, but not always. There's plenty of hard workers that never made the big leagues. So now I get to approach it with more of like a child, like I'm playing a kid's game. It's like every day I get to put on a uniform and get to go, even just practice. It's a blessing, and it's become a lot more fun. I'm out there because it is, we play baseball, you know, we don't work baseball. So there's work to be done to have success, but ultimately when I'm out there on the field, it's a game. I'm playing, I'm trying to be loose with it, have fun, and just not take any day for granted, because you're one fluke thing away from never getting to play again, so you never know when it'll be taken from you. So trying to have that attitude, just hey, I have today, I have right now, and it's a blast, and I'm going to do it as long as I can.
And I'll echo that. I mean, I see that on your face when you're in the clubhouse, when you're on the field. You're from what I've seen, the last half a season in spring training, always in a good mood, willing to talk, and very friendly. So I think that really comes off. Last thing for you, the first thing I feel like you notice beyond the numbers with your pitching style is this delivery where the ball, you know, goes kind of behind the back of your head. And what I find interesting about that is that it's something you actually developed, and correct me if I'm wrong, while you were first with the Padres system the first time around. So can you explain that process? Because it was something, if I understand correctly, that was kind of out of necessity because of the injuries.
So I was on year three of rehab for my elbow injury, and I just couldn't, like, every time we thought it was okay, we'd start throwing and it would hurt again. And I knew, like, you know, I wasn't so naive to not know the reality of this, where I knew I was like, I'm probably like on the fence of getting released here. So I just went to, Garvin was our rehab pitching coach at the time. I was like, hey, can I just try something out? And he's like, brother, like, yeah, do whatever you want. And so I put the ball by my ear, and then I just stepped and I threw, and I was like, hey, that didn't hurt.
Wow.
So then I just kind of like, I just kept step. I'd go a little further. I went to 60 feet. I was like, put it by my ear and threw. Didn't hurt. And eventually I was long tossing, just holding the ball, touching my ear. So like when I got to bullpens, I was like, I just came here. I was like, I guess I'll just come sit right here.
Wow.
And and it just happened to work. And I think it actually worked in my favor. I think my stuff got a little better. There was some deception added. Right. So that was like something that worked for good unintentionally when I was just trying to find a way to throw without pain.
Absolutely fascinating. And changed the trajectory of your career.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I did that. I got healthy.
Yeah.
Got released. Understandably, and then ended up, so that was in late August, and then I ended up debuting the following May and started the up and down journey.
Well, Jason, great to have you here in San Diego. You certainly did a wonderful job after the trade last year. Exciting to have you a part of the Padres bullpen again in 2025, and best of luck with everything this season. Appreciate the time.
Thank you. Glad to be here. Love San Diego.
A terrific interview, Sam Levitt with Padres reliever Jason Adam. At least I'm assuming it was terrific. I didn't really get to listen to much of it as we were dealing with some technical issues. Adam was struggling over there a little bit. I think we figured it out. You ended up having to watch a gray screen during the interview if you were on our YouTube stream because the audio was... First, there was no audio. Then it was echoing and doubling. Adam, good job getting it on. I was a little unsure for a second. And then he left and got coughing. He had time to send me a tweet about Tom Pelissero about Miles Garrett in the middle of all that. What are you doing over there, Adam?
I was getting my coffees, waiting for it to get to fill up, and I figured you would like that. But look, roast me all you like. I've done this a million times. I know how to do it, and the option to share the video was not there as I was trying to load it.
Joel,
bring it on. Bring
Joel
it on.
Joel in the chat slayed me. He said, did we just slay the dragon again? Sammy, welcome back. How was your interview with Fox 5?
Oh, it's great. Great time.
Fantastic.
All of San Diego saw my Airbnb kitchen on TV.
I've got phenomenal news. 1 hour down. Only three more to go on a Friday. It's Ben Woods with Sam Levitt on San Diego's number one sports station. A little basketball Ben when we come back on 97.3 The Fan.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.